Jesus then arisen. Okay. Have all members got the proposed amendments? Okay, well, I've jumped ahead because I've gone page by page in the amendment bill, but if you go to the second page of this two-pager from the State Law Advisor, okay, if you go to the second page, then you will see that in terms of the long title of the bill, point 1 and point 2 we've already covered. Have we? No, okay, let's go through it again, okay. So, long title. From the second line, to omit all the words falling upon definition, so to authorize the Cross-Border Road Transport Agency to levy and collect tolls on behalf of the South African National Road Agency Limited. Okay? That we've agreed and we've just already agreed that comes out, okay? Then on the seventh line, to omit certain provisions of, right? So on the seventh line where it says to amend certain provisions of the National Land Transportation Act, Transport Transition Act, we omit certain provisions of, and instead it reads to amend the National Land Transport Transition Act 2000, so as to, and then we knock out effect certain consequential amendments, okay, so as to omit provisions that passengers may only be set down at or near an international border by a person holding a permit required by the Cross-Border Road Transport Act 1998. So that's how it reads. Is that clear? Not clear. Okay, let's take it again. That very last paragraph on page 2 of the two pages, which begins omit, okay? Where that connects up to what we've got already is the third last line in the long title says to amend and then we knock out certain provisions of, and instead if we to amend the National Land Transport Transition Act 2000 so as to, and then we pick up on the wording on the two pages, so as to omit provisions that passengers may only be set down, etc., etc., etc. Okay. I think that nicely captures what we're wanting to do. Everyone happy with that? And clear about it? Okay. Then if we can go to back to the first page then of the proposed amendment, no, the first page of the two pages. And we fast forward to page 6 of the amendment. So, and that's that simple thing, where under small e, we omit efficiently and replace it with safely. Straightforward, and I think we agreed on that, no problem. Okay. Then on page 9, oops, sorry, I left out something. Sorry, I left out something. We've rejected clause 3. So on page 5 of the amendment, my apologies for that. Page 5 of the Amendment Act, clause 3, we've just amended that. I mean, omitted it entirely, withdrawn. Okay? So we rejected that clause. That's empowering CBRTA to collect levies and so on, to levy tolls on behalf of them. Okay? Efficiency, safety, we've done. Then on page 9, from line 10 onwards, we omit that paragraph, which is D in the middle. That's the first reference to the 1 kilometer issue. We omit that. Okay. Then we go forward to page 11, and we've rejected clause 24. So it just comes out. And then clause 25, we've rejected. And then we, okay, everyone's with us? Those are all the 1 kilometer issues. And then, having done that, we now need to amend the National Land Transport Transition Act. And so we add a new clause, which will become clause, does it become clause 23? Oh, an original emission. Okay, the early emission, right, so it becomes clause 23, thank you. And it must read, section 46 of the National Land Transport Transition Act 2000 is hereby amended by the deletion of subsection 2. Okay. And that subsection 2 is the one that refers to, yeah, okay. And then we add a new section 24, which says section 127 of the National Land Transport Transition Act 2000 is hereby amended by the deletion in subsection 1 of paragraph small p. Okay? And we're taking the federal advisor's word for it that those are the two issues that need to be amended in LTT. Okay, wonderful. And that you found the right one. Okay. And then on page 11, line 17, obviously now it will be called Act of 2008 and not 2007, well spotted. Okay. That. And we've dealt with the long title issue. Anything additional to those? Lennon? You're okay.
Not necessarily any addition change. Just simply to try and confirm from our instructors whether they have cleaned all possible cross-references that may have been linked to what we have removed.
Yes.
Just for confirmation.
That's what I was asking, and he puts his head on the block and says, yes, those are the only references you can see. Okay, all right. Okay. Stuart?
Now that we have somebody here that might have insight into the where we couldn't find that 30 days, that we're talking 2 days, 28 to 30, if that was the cause that was raised by Sir Bowen. And their reason and rationale, if you haven't seen the report, was that, that sometimes their tourist journeys are in excess of for a month, and they were looking at temporary permits for that. Now, I didn't see any reason why we couldn't move it from 28 to 30, but yesterday, we, for the love of us, we could not find where that was in here, and who they were referring to when they talked about what section 2C. Now, whether that's in the original act or wherever, I don't know. But anyway, I think if we've got clarity on that, Chair, then I'm happy.
Okay, thanks. So is there any clarity from... No. We can't find the 28 days issue. I think Maurice had a view that it was possibly in the National Land Transport Transition. Okay. But can we but I mean since we're not legislating 28 days here in any case, so we're not talking about 28 or 30 days. It might be in a regulation or it might be in the national, but it's not something we can deal with. Another thing?
Just to find out from the state law advisor, what we have amended in the National Land Transport Act, does it automatically amend it, or do we have to come and deal with it when we do the amendment, or does it automatically amend what we have agreed
to? Okay, so it doesn't. Okay. But it means that when you come to it, that we must remember that we've amended it in this piece of legislation. Yeah.
Just on a principle legally, one is the way that sometimes you find an act of parliament that is subjected to the other. Are you saying on that principle that I can use one unrelated act? For instance, if you have the Labour Relations Act and the basic the other one is subjected to the other. Is it the case in terms of this?
The one deals with cross-border, the other one with domestic, but in this instance, what we're amending in the National Land Transport Act is a cross-border issue. It's part of the similar
Okay, so we're not amending the whole national code, but it's a consequential amendment in terms of our amendment of the cross-border transport act. Having amended that, as we are, then we also need to amend the relevant thing. And what you're saying is that that's fine, that's not a problem. Even though this is not called National Land Transport Amendment, the cross-border. Okay. Can we move along? Okay, Lem.
No, it's a similar question, but a related question.
Yeah.
Is that the cross-border legislation is actually a creation of the NLCA. It's the one that actually gives rise to the cross-border. Now, what I just wanted to check, is there any priority in terms of the relationship? I just wanted to check that when handling the two legislations.
Okay. Now, I don't think it's true what you said. I mean, I think it's its own piece of legislation dealing with cross-border transport. And the NLCTA is its own piece of legislation dealing with domestic transport. But the 1 kilometer issue is where you get the grey area, which is why we ran into a problem where is it domestic or is it cross-border? And we sought to deal with it in our discussions in a particular way, which is to say that we think it's unmanageable to treat it as a cross-border. That's in effect what we're saying. So they're two separate pieces of legislation, but where they literally run into a border issue, a grey borderline issue, literally. And that's what we we've tried to deal with, and it's a predictable problem and a predictable challenge. Okay, I think we're happy then with what we've done, and I think we've done. I mean, I'd like to thank members and also State Law Advisor and Maurice and others, because I think we've done it quite quickly, but potentially quite a complicated piece of legislation. So thanks everyone for the cooperation, but also input, and I think we've had a good discussion and debate. Okay, so can we then, in between two, okay, so we've agreed page by page with what we're amending, and then in the light of that, can I then read a motion of desirability that in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend the Cross-Border Road Transport Act 1998, so to insert a table of contents to amend and insert certain definitions to amend certain provisions of the National Land Transport Transition Act. So to effect consequential amendments and to provide for matters connected therewith, and that the bill referred to the committee be taken as safe. That's not offending the rewording, I don't think. Okay. Can I have a mover for that? Tabitha Singh, thank you. Seconder Lemon, thank you very much. Okay. So I'm going to sign that. And then we will then report to the House, report to the Portfolio Committee on Transport on the Cross-Border Road Transport Amendment Bill, P51-2007. Date 11th March, the Portfolio Committee on Transport, having considered the subject of the Cross-Border Road Transport Amendment Bill, referred to it and classified by the Joint Tagging Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reported the bill with amendments, B51A 2007. Okay, that's with amendments. Okay, thanks very much to everyone.